In the story of Jesus' path to the cross, we normally remember through one of the stations that they called a man, Simon of the Cyrene, to come and help Jesus carry the cross. But that moment is not included in the Gospel of John, the passage that we hear today. Jesus takes the cross, and it says in chapter 19, verse 17, he carries it himself. He takes that cross and carries it to the place of the skull where he will be crucified and put to death. It is a cross he did not deserve, yet embraced and took upon his shoulder to carry it to his place of death. It was a cross that the world placed on his shoulder because we could not understand or accept, or perhaps were threatened by his definition of love, his definition of mercy, his definition of humility, his definition of who our neighbor is and what our responsibilities are to our neighbors. And so the world falsely accuses him, provides false testimony, and those threatened by him seek his death, and the cross is placed on his shoulders, undeserved, but embraced and carried. Saint Teresa of Avila said, "If we seek to carry no other crosses except those whose reasons we understand, spiritual perfection is not ours." How often in life we find ourselves carrying a cross that we wonder from the reasons for it or why this has been placed on our shoulders to carry. How can this be? Why has this happened? And perhaps we as a nation and even as the human world community can wonder that now in the midst of this pandemic. And yet not every cross we carry can we fully understand or know its reason or its motives, and ultimately the grace that can come from it. For we are a people this day who watch the Lord take the cross and in the Gospel of John carry it himself, no help, a revelation of God's power and glory, even at the moment of human physical weakness as the tortured Jesus takes this cross. And yet God displays in that moment the path that we must take as well. The crosses that we might have to carry, that placed on our shoulders for reasons we don't fully understand. But Jesus has gone before us. And in fact, while Jesus had no one to help him carry that cross in the gospel passage today, we have one who does help us carry our cross, the one who has gone before us to the cross, who from the cross has offered divine mercy, who from the cross entrusted Mary, his mother, to us as a church, who from the cross welcomed others into paradise. This is the Jesus we remember today. This is the Jesus who says, "Follow in my footsteps, and through suffering and through death itself, you shall come to know the fullness of life."